Bring in fellowship as we are dealing with the last item on the mental attitude sin agenda, hate, Roman numeral 10, page 3 of our notes, which is a self-punishment, madness of heart, and anger of the weak. B, the nuance of hate can range anywhere from simple disregard to mental attitude murder. Hate is an expression of God's judgment, God judging. Hated Esau based on his unbelief, etc. Esau, the person. See, there is righteous hate directed towards idolatry, sin, and negative volition. Obviously, as with other areas of expression of emotions and things of this nature in life, there is righteous anger, there is sin anger, there is righteous hate, as well as sin hate. Psalm 31:6. Another Psalm of David. I hate those who regard vain idols, the religious reversionists. See, David says he hates them, but I trust in the Lord. So that is sanctified hatred. It's not their action, it's their persons that the hate is directed towards. Proverbs 6:16 through 19. We saw this in earlier in the doctrine. There are six things which the Lord hates. There, obviously, God hates. Here, the action is what's in view. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, that's arrogance. Lying tongue, sins of the tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. Heart that devises wicked plans, schemers. Feet that run rapidly to evil. False witness who utters lies. And one who spreads strife among brothers. To stir up animosity between people is low life. Romans 9:13. Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. D. Sin hate is indication of not following the light of Bible doctrine. John 3:20. For everyone who literally practices worthless things hates the light being a divine viewpoint of God's plan. So the hate the light is the evidence of spinning one's wheels otherwise in life before God. Everyone who practices worthless things hates the light and does not come to the light lest his work should be exposed. Doctrine will tell you whether what you do is out of line or in line with God and his word. People don't like the truth because it crushes their little sacred cows in life, their human viewpoints, their little religious habits and emotionalism and things of this nature. That's why they don't like Bible class, because doctrine will just tell them that they're idiots in certain areas of their life, and they don't like to hear that. It also tells us where we're in line. So, 1 John 2:11. one who hates his brother is in the darkness. There's no walking line. You're either in fellowship or out of fellowship. And one who interacts with another believer with human viewpoint under their sin nature is not showing a true expression of divine love towards the other, but instead is hatred. And walks in the darkness and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Better off not to give people advice if it's going to be human viewpoint rather than divine viewpoint. E, hate and love, obviously are incompatible. Can't be one and the other at the same time. 1 John 4:20. If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. It's divine love that looks at being filled with God the Holy Spirit, application of doctrine, in disregard to his brother, in regards to application otherwise. People can give God lip service all day long, but the evidence is seen whether they apply the doctrine or they don't. And anyone who otherwise proclaims their love for Jesus, but are malfeasance in regards to doctrine otherwise, in application towards others, as well as their own lives, they're liars. And say all they want, but they're liars. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has not seen, who he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. The importance of applying doctrine towards one another, that is evidence of the doctrine that's in our soul. F, fools hate knowledge. Proverbs 1:22. How long, O stupid ones, will you love stupidity, literally. Those who are ignorant in regards to doctrine, while they hold to all the sophistries of the cosmic system otherwise. And the scoffers delight themselves in scoffing, in ridiculing, disparaging in regards to Bible doctrine otherwise, as it applies to life in and of itself, to scoff. And fools hate knowledge. Fools hate knowledge. The idiots of the world, spiritually speaking, are those who avoid Bible doctrine, coming to the light, etc. Proverbs 12:1. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, recognizing God's divine intervention on behalf of positive volition, helping you keeping your own sin nature at bay, sufficient to stay the course. But he who hates reproof is stupid. Those who look down upon that aspect of life that otherwise is designed to wake us up spiritually, things of that nature, they're stupid. That's spiritual stupidity. I don't care whether they can send a man to Mars or not. They're spiritually stupid. G, unbridled hate leads to sin and to death. To not isolate, sin and to life, obviously hatred. Here's the example. not overruling it, dealing with it doctrinally. You'll exit this world not glorifying God, Proverbs 8:36. But he who sins against me there is wisdom personified, injures himself. Those who hate me love death. As much as they preoccupy themselves and all that life has to offer to avoid even thinking about dying and their rejection of the doctrine, they are in reality embracing it. Proverbs 15:10. Stern discipline is for him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof will die, and sin unto death. H, it emulates our unbelieving counterparts. We act just like our cosmic counterparts when we operate under hate. Titus 3:3. Looking at our pre-salvation days, where we also once were foolish ourselves, disobedient, deceived, enslaved to various lusts and pleasures, spending our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. So I, divided allegiance, spurns and leads to hatred of one or the other. God designed us to follow one drummer at a time. Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold the one and despise the other. Example, you cannot serve God and money. So you think you can hold hands in regards to the cosmos, pursue the cosmos at the expense of Bible doctrine, and then claim your love for Bible doctrine at the same time, you're deceived. Greatly deceived. And we close the doctrine out with James 1:8. A double-minded man, which is one that is unstable, SCA-driven, is unstable in all his ways. Not keeping one's mental attitude straight before God, keeping it overruled, etc., at least a human viewpoint and all the fallacies of sin that we have covered in this particular doctrine.